When you become a parent, or even when you just start thinking about the future, everything changes. Biggest thing on your mind is making sure that no matter what happens, your family is taken care of. That's why financial security is important. If the unexpected happens, you want peace of mind knowing your loved ones won't be left scrambling. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy. 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. One of the best things is that for most people, there's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online. It's a simple process that helps provide financial security and helps protect your loved ones. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with some policies as low as $30 a month. Take 10 minutes to get covered today with life insurance through Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/Greg Hill. That's ethos.com/Greg Hill. Application times may vary. Rates may vary.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.
We need a code word for Two for Tuesday. Any suggestions? We could go Shador, but I don't know if that will translate. Will that translate all day long?
I think it's supposed to be Red Sox related.
It is?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Does it have to be? I mean,
what about Boomer?
We could do Duran to support him after tough weekend.
Right. We could. I mean, the man is the first on the Boston Red Sox with a straight steal of home in 16 years, Curtis.
That's true.
You know who the last to do that was?
60? I believe it was Jacoby Ellsbury.
Yes. Wow. Nailed it, Curtis.
Thank you.
Good job, Curtis.
All right. Why don't we just go Duran? So code word today all day will be Duran. Not Duran Duran. That is for the concert tickets. But Duran will be the code word. And you can win Red Sox tickets at the bottom of every hour all day today.
And Greg, if Shador stole home, he would have gone undrafted.
Leads this morning brought to you by Subaru of New England and their Love Spring event, which is here now. Spring into your next adventure in a 2025 Subaru. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Good morning, Shime.
Good morning. Mine's nice and quick for you. I love when people lean into the bit. Mel Kiper lost his mind all weekend at the draft because Shedeur Sanders kept sliding, and then he was eventually taken by the Cleveland Browns in the fifth round of the draft. So what did Mel Kiper do? He came out with his draft grades, and the only team to get an A-plus was the Cleveland Browns because they drafted Shedeur Sanders in the fifth round. So you know what? Me and Mel are rivals, but kudos to him. I love leaning into a good bit.
And gave our beloved Patriots an A-, I saw.
Correct, yeah. The Patriots, by consensus grades, so I believe, I forget the fellow's name, I believe his first name is Renee, went and grabbed all of the grades kind of across media and averaged everything together, and the Patriots came out with the highest grade in the draft.
Yeah, I've seen everybody's been pretty much giving them a good grade.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you said 9 wins. Shime said 10 wins.
Yeah. You look at their schedule.
For this Patriots team.
You play Cleveland. You play New Orleans, you play Tennessee, you play some of those teams that are not very good. You play Vegas. So, yeah, I mean, I definitely see. Because I think Vrabel is ultimately going to change the look. And this word changed the culture in that locker room. So that's going to be a different football team.
My big prediction is Travion Henderson, 1,000-plus total yards.
All right. I like him.
Okay.
Rushing, receiving, over 1,000.
Okay. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning. I am not going to step on Courtney's toes because that would hurt and it would also damage her lead. So I'm going to just say this very as kindly as I can. Of all the people that were made to look 10 feet tall because of a quarterback drafted out of Michigan, no man has ever been more enhanced by one man than Bill Belichick was from Tom Brady. Of all the wasteland that we have seen, of all the world that we have now looked at as the tumbleweeds have gone down one Patriot place in Foxborough, seeing the carcass of Bill Belichick with this odd smile and what just everybody that has been left behind, seeing that CBS Sunday morning show just made me feel so relieved.
That's what's doing it for you?
Well, it's just one of the latest and greatest examples of it. But seeing these people that are not only, like, not a good coach, unemployable in the league that they were in, now that they don't have Tom Brady, it just, and the fact that he had to put Tom Brady on the cover of his book made me feel so relieved that in the greatest debate of Boston sports radio history,
now
I'm on the right side of history.
Let me ask you, based on this morning's discussion for the last hour or so, have you lost any respect for Tom Brady after he and the rest of the NFL owners conspired against Shador Sanders?
Of course not.
Okay. All right.
Because I don't think it's the whole NFL. I just think it's teams that would actually need a quarterback.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, he was his guy, though. I mean,
I thought he was going to land there.
He was Shador's guy.
Every time Vegas came on the clock, I was like, okay, this is Shador's spot. And even though I know they just signed Geno Smith to that two-year deal, I was like, this would be perfect. He can sit behind Geno for 2 years. And I was like, and then they kept passing on him. They kept passing on him. I was like,
do you know what Tom Brady did, which is what smart teams do, is they feign interest in someone as a way to get other teams interested in a guy that they don't like, which is why this is collusion, and everybody agreeing that he sucked is why the NFL did something different with Shador and not with other players.
I was asked from a listener on the Instagram DMs if Jordan was doing Winnie the Pooh during the interview.
At first look. She was wearing leggings.
Oh, she was?
Yeah.
Skin tone leggings? Okay. Is that what those are called?
They were like light yellow, but yeah.
All right, Curtis, thank you. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Yeah, Curtis just brought up the CBS Sunday morning. We talked about that yesterday, about the we're not going to talk about that when it came to how did you two meet. There are now more reports about that interview with CBS.
Not talking about this.
That said that she stormed out. Things got so heated at one point, she stormed out.
She did?
Wow. Yeah, expected Bill to follow her. It delayed the interview 30 minutes. And quickly after that, CBS wrapped things up because things were so uncomfortable.
She stormed out of the interview.
Correct. They then were supposed to pick cameras back up to finish on a later date, reportedly, and they ended up canning that as well.
Wow.
This may be the beginning of the end, in my mind, for Bill and Jordan.
Okay.
Because if you are finding a life partner, I don't care about the age difference. I don't care about anything like that. But if you're finding a life partner and you're Bill Belichick, that life partner is supposed to make your life easier. And I think that Bill, having her involved, whether it's in emails or PR or whatever, in his mind, he thought he trusts her, clearly. So he had somebody he trusts who was going to make his life easier. Now this entire week, what was supposed to be a small interview on CBS morning television about his upcoming book release, no one's talking about the book release. Everybody is talking about the fact that he looks incompetent and his girlfriend is stepping on everybody's toes. Now, I don't agree that UNC is worried about his coaching ability when it comes to Jordan. I don't think that she has her hand in the football aspects. I know she's on the emails and everything like that. But I do worry that this is causing a bigger headache for Bill than he anticipated. And this might be the time to cut ties.
It's a disaster for him.
Yeah.
Do they know?
He looks like a senile old man.
Right.
Who is he's under her spell.
Right. Looks like.
He is.
And like to show up to an interview like that, a national interview with only her, where I guess the people from CBS have said that they were shocked by that Bill didn't have any representative from UNC, didn't have any type of PR person who is a legit PR person, didn't have a manager with him, only came with Jordan. That's worrisome.
Seems like that sweatshirt new? I heard yesterday that was actually that you can buy worn shirts like that.
I think he's had that forever.
Yeah, forever.
I thought that was the one. That's a similar one to the one he broke out at the UNC press conference that was his dad's or whatever.
Yeah.
Navy one?
Yeah, I think. What did he break out at the press conference? His dad's UNC.
It's like dad coached there or something
coached
like
at
that.
UNC, yeah. And I think he was going with that same theme, I think his theme is Coastal Grandpa, Curtis, Delusional Grandpa.
Coastal,
whatever.
Time to take the keys away.
That's like Grandpa got away. We're trying to find him. Please call us if you see a guy wandering on the beach. Like, you know, you think she has the thing in her purse, like the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday little pill package?
Oh, definitely.
The rejoin opportunity with that statement by Wiggy Scheim. I think the band is... Is the band Fastway? that song about the old couple that went on the drive and got lost. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I have absolutely no idea.
And they started walking. Then had more important things to do.
Keep going.
You know that song?
Maybe I'll get it. No, keep Jake. Do you know anymore?
Yeah, it's a song that was ripped from the headlines. Casey Kasem told me that.
All right.
Anyway. So, so you think that the end should be nigh?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Bill ought to cut cords.
But you don't think it doesn't bother him? Because don't you think he knows her behavior and he's probably like...
But that's all happened behind the scenes. Like, there's never been a time where now we've seen this side of the relationship. And Bill was with Linda forever. We never heard about Linda. We never saw anything
right,
about
but
Linda.
Remember, this is new because they brought it up on the interview. You're doing airplanes. You're doing the fisherman and
the
mermaid.
Like, I don't think
These are all things that I think Bill... is cool with.
I don't think Bill cares about people commenting on an age gap or anything, or him being silly on Instagram, because he is putting that content out. The fact that CBS aired this content against his will.
Do you think that, I'm asking this honestly, do you think she thought that if she stormed out, they would just not air any of it?
Yes.
That was her goal, that it wasn't going in the right direction, and she thought, oh, maybe if we leave, if I can get Bill to walk off, we can get them to get rid of this whole interview?
Maybe. She must have thought that Bill was going to go with her.
Yeah, and I think he did follow her. It was delayed 30 minutes. The interview stopped for 30 minutes because she stormed out.
What an absolute douche move on her
part. And that's why I said yesterday, do you think that this caused an argument? Like, if Santo was doing an interview and I interrupted his interview and interjected in any way or stormed out, like, that would be a massive issue.
Not if the guy's whipped like that.
Santo's whipped all the time. Yeah. Santo would have a real issue if I did that.
No. And CBS didn't do them dirty, guys. I thought that yesterday. No, I'm not saying you did. If she stormed off and he followed and they put that in, like, the fact that they didn't put that in the broadcast shows they actually protected
I'd love to know what made her storm
off. Like, what question was it?
I think she probably told them in advance of setting up the interview, you can't ask about how we met. I mean, let's be honest. They met a long time ago.
2021.
We talked about it on the show very carefully at the time that he was in New Orleans. Was he there for a draft, or what was he doing down there?
No, it was this odd period because they had just finished the Patricia and Judge season, and Kraft had sent the email saying that they were retaining Gerard Mayo in negotiating and that they had hired Bill O'Brien.
Right.
And we thought it was really weird that Bill wasn't a part of it, and then he was spotted in the French Quarter.
With her.
With her.
So she was there.
And so she is now... 24. Am I correct about that?
Yeah, 24.
So in 2021, she was...
21. 3 years ago, right?
No, it's four years ago.
She was 20?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. It was like a Shannon Sharp.
I mean...
So she was his side piece that became his main piece.
I don't want to speculate.
You're speculating. When you become a parent, or even when you just start thinking about the future, everything changes. Biggest thing on your mind is making sure that no matter what happens, your family is taken care of. That's why financial security is important. If the unexpected happens, you want peace of mind knowing your loved ones won't be left scrambling. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy. 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. One of the best things is that for most people, there's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online. It's a simple process that helps provide financial security and helps protect your loved ones. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with some policies as low as $30 a month. Take 10 minutes to get covered today with life insurance through Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/Greg Hill. That's ethos.com/Greg Hill. Application times may vary. Rates may vary.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I'm speculating.
You're alleging something.
Well, you said if they...
You can't just say things like that.
Okay.
You would be alleging that.
But that would be why they don't want to talk about it.
Right. That's why I would think they would be upset, because she's talked about how they met before, yes, and it seemed like a nice story.
Well,
right?
It was basically that they met, he signed her book,
yeah,
and then they went their separate ways.
And my colleagues all thought that that was the birth of this loving relationship.
So I wouldn't.
She was just a bright-eyed student.
But he can't keep going on with this way.
Maybe
he doesn't care.
His infatuation towards her doesn't bother him. Like he
Rod
said,
Rod Stewart infatuation rejoin.
Right, but I mean, this is who Bill is. It's loyalty over ability. That's everything about him. He trusts her, and she's loyal to him. He perceives
right.
so.
And
he's
he said, "I don't. Whatever people say doesn't bother me." It seems like it bothers her more than it bothers him. So if it doesn't bother him, he's probably saying to her afterwards, hey, Jordan, don't worry about it. People are going to say stuff. Hey, you and I are good. That's all that matters.
But I don't think he wants to look like a foolish, as I said yesterday, doddering old man. I mean, he wants to. If she keeps making him look like a fool, he's going to get rid of her.
But she's the only one that presents him anything. Like, I think she filters the world out from him. Like, I don't think Bill's, you know, in his bed, you know, going on Instagram when she's out, you know, getting ready.
Do you think he ever accidentally rolls over on her and injures her, the tendons in her hand?
Well, that would be a big cause for concern.
Yeah. He's not as big as I am.
Bill is Little Spoon or Big Spoon?
No, Bill is I eat everything with a spoon.
I would say he's definitely Big Spoon.
You think so?
Yeah, because I could see her being like, Bill, it's time to cuddle. It's time to go to bed. I want you to hold me, Bill.
Uh-huh.
You know? I could see her being like, all right, this is what we're doing, Bill. And he's like, okay baby.
Did you see that post that she put up where they were eating fruit and ice cream and she turned the fruit into
lobsters.
A lobster?
Yeah. That was nice.
Nice?
Well.
That's how Brees and Julia used to eat their food when they were 10.
James loves Mickey mac and cheese noodles.
She literally took the plate of strawberries and made them into a lobster shape.
Bill, get in here. It's time for Pinterest. Bill's like, all right.
Yeah, she's like, at Christmas, she's like, hey, Bill, I got you matching pajamas
you can
wear with me.
I guarantee you Bill will be doing matching pajama pitches.
Yeah. All right, anyway. We're so far behind. We have more leads left. You want to do, is your, how?
My lead is quick.
Woo!
Ow, that hurt.
How quick?
Chime likes that, though.
My lead is super quick. And Randy's going to love it because it's from 20 years ago.
Okay. You got a lead from 20? Go ahead.
All right, I got a lead from 20. So I was watching Celtic City yesterday, the episode Paul Pierce, and I would say this, and Paul Pierce said he's, you know, around the team. And if you look at the Celtics from back then, 2008, they underachieved in how many championships they could have won because they probably should have won more, and they didn't. If you're the Celtics of now, the opportunity for you to win back-to-back is right there at your fingertips, because that Celtics team will show you that if you don't take advantage of winning with the team that is supposed to win multiple championships, you might never get another one but one.
Great lead. Great lead from you.
So
that's a great episode. Yeah. Every episode has been great.
But that was really interesting because I love KG. When they got him and Bill Russell was like, you probably could win about 3 championships.
Yeah.
When you looked at that team, they probably should have won at least 2.
I know it's old footage and it's aired before, but the back and forth between KG and Bill Russell is extraordinary.
Yeah.
Content.
I love Ticket. I remember Ticket down in Minnesota, the way he plays with the energy and just how he practiced. But that's why I think with the Celtics team, they should be taking a page out of that Celtics team's book and going, look it, those guys underachieved. We don't want to be like that.
I'm telling you, it's arguably the best sports documentary ever made.
Yeah,
Celtic
I love it.
City.
Yeah, I love it.
All right, great lead. I'll save mine. I'll fit it in at some point this morning. Here is Courtney now with what is trending before we get to They Said It.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. Ian Rappaport with some breaking news this morning. The 49ers and star tight end George Kittle have agreed to terms on a big new contract extension that makes him the NFL's highest paid tight end 4 years, $76.4 million with $40 million guaranteed.
Not bad.
Pretty good.
Not bad.
The Celtics are back in action tonight for Game 5 against the Magic. Tip is at 8:30 with Jaylen Brown listed as questionable and Drew Holiday out. The Red Sox are also back in action tonight. They're in Toronto to take on the Blue Jays. First pitch at 7:07 with Garrett Crochet taking the mound. You can listen to the game right here on EEI. Join Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:07 for the MassMutual pregame show. In the Subaru of New England Love Spring event is here. Spring into your next adventure in a 2025 Subaru. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
56 and cloudy in Boston. Afternoon high, sunny near 80.